From RTE Brainstorm, Why Do Breathing Techniques Stop Panic Attacks? By Clodagh Gallagher from TU Dublin. Anyone who has ever experienced a panic attack will tell you that it's an overwhelming event, physically, mentally, and emotionally. One of the foremost ways of treating panic attacks without taking medication is to use breathing techniques. What is it about breathing techniques that are so effective in regulating the physical symptoms, negative thoughts, and powerful emotions that are part and parcel of a panic attack? How do they allow you to regain control of a situation that is both terrifying and unrestrained? To understand this, we need to look at what happens during a panic attack, both mentally and physically, before examining how breathing techniques can short-circuit the panic cycle and restore control mentally and physically. Panic attacks originate in the brain as a result of a trigger or external stimulus, generally something that reminds us of a distressing experience in our life. A trigger is sensory. You see it, you hear it, a smell, a taste or a touch that reminds us either consciously or subconsciously of the original distressing event. In trauma, the brain is divided into three distinct parts: the reptilian brain, the midbrain, and the front brain. The reptilian brain is the oldest part of the brain and has been there since our prehistoric ancestors. It controls our animal defense mechanisms, notably in the case of panic attacks, the fight or flight response. The midbrain controls our emotions, while the front brain controls our rational thinking and problem-solving processes. When we are triggered, the reptilian brain automatically activates fight or flight mode and overrides the mid and frontal parts of the brain. As soon as fight or flight response is activated, the reptilian brain also sends a message to the adrenal glands that the body is in danger. The adrenal glands release adrenaline into the body immediately. If we are in imminent danger and we need to run to a safe place or defend ourselves, adrenaline gives us the necessary burst of strength and energy to do this. The reptilian brain still registers danger in situations where there is no obvious threat, but there is stress nonetheless, such as sitting an exam, and initiates the adrenal glands to release adrenaline into the body. When we're in clear and present danger and need to act quickly, the physical activity required to make ourselves safe expends adrenaline. When we have no physical need to remove ourselves from a situation that triggers the reptilian brain and starts the release of adrenaline, the adrenaline remains in our body. When adrenaline can't be spent due to physical exercise, it creates powerful physical symptoms in the body, which are also the symptoms of panic attacks. These physical symptoms include shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, gastrointestinal disturbances, blurred vision, headaches, sweating, and tremors. The mental symptoms that accompany the physical symptoms include becoming emotionally overwhelmed, the midbrain, and negative thoughts, along with disordered decision-making, the front brain. These are very real physical and psychological symptoms, and they're brought about because our breathing pattern changes during a panic attack once adrenaline is released into the body. When all is well, we breathe from our stomachs. Once adrenaline is released and the body is placed on high alert, our breathing moves from our stomachs to our chests and becomes shallower. For as long as shallow breathing continues, the reptilian brain will think that the body is in danger and continue to override both the midbrain and the frontal brain. At the same time, it signals to the adrenal glands that more adrenaline is required as the body is in danger. In this way, panic becomes a vicious circle. Just as the shallow breathing from the chest keeps signalling to the reptilian brain that the body is still in danger and the reptilian brain continues to initiate the release of adrenaline into the body, a conscious move to abdominal breathing signals to the reptilian brain that the threat has passed and allows the body to settle and return to normal. Abdominal breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system. The key word here is sympathetic. The parasympathetic nervous system relaxes the tension in key bodily systems such as the gastrointestinal, respiratory, and cardiac systems and indicates that danger has passed. The result of this is a regulation of these systems and an easing of the physical symptoms caused by the release of adrenaline. A conscious return to abdominal breathing also increases the amount of oxygen circulating in the bloodstream, which leads to greater oxygenated blood flow to the bodily organs and notably the brain. The enhanced supply of oxygenated blood to the brain results in the calming of the emotional overload in the midbrain and clearer, rational thinking in the frontal brain. The mind and body can regulate as a result, and the panic attack can be managed and brought under control. These are the main reasons why breathing techniques work in managing panic attacks. So, when panic happens, put your hand on your stomach. Take a deep breath and fill your lungs with air. Feel that air hit your stomach and remember, you've got this. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Galway, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, the Irish Research Council and Chagask.